3, Tim's Big Quiz. Now, I know you all love this slot as much as I do. So, thinking caps on and prepare to test your general knowledge. Here's Sam.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to the big 21st century quiz, part 2. Now, this is about people and events that have all lived through in the first quarter of this century. Well, some of the people you might have heard of, some maybe not. But we've got news headlines and enormous events that feature. So, if you are of a nervous disposition, if I were you, I'd skip this track. No, seriously, let's have some fun with the multiple choice questions, A, B or C. And so, as Bette Davis would say, fasten your safety belts, it's going to be a bumpy ride. OK, question number one. The LHC sits 100 metres underground on the France-Swiss border. But what does the C stand for? Is it A, committee, B, calamity, or C, collider? So the LHC sits 100 metres underground on the France-Swiss border. But what does the C stand for? Is it A, committee, B, calamity, or C, collider? Question number two. After paying a lot of money, Dennis Tito became the first what? Was it A, the first man to become a cat? Or B, the first space tourist? Or C, the first person to marry themselves? So that's number question two. After paying a lot of money, Dennis Tito became the first what? Was it the first man to become a meow cat? B, the first space tourist? Or C, the first person to marry themselves? And question three, which region of Europe declared independence on October the 27th in 2017? Was it A, the French Riviera? Was it B, Norfolk? Or was it C, Catalonia? So that's which region of Europe declared the independence on October 27th, 2017? Was it A, the French Riviera? Was it B, Norfolk? Or C, Catalonia? Question number four. WikiLeaks co-founder Julian Assange was arrested in 2019 after 7 years in which country's London embassy? Was it A, Ecuador? B, Brazil? Or was it C, Latvia? So WikiLeaks co-founder Julian Assange was arrested in 2019 after 7 years in which country's London embassy? Was it A, Ecuador? B, Brazil? Or C, Latvia? And question number five. Which cryptocurrency was launched in January 2009? Was it A, Bitcoin? B, bankrupt? Or C, have it all? So question number five says, which cryptocurrency was launched in January 2009? Was it A, Bitcoin? B, bankrupt? Or C, have it all? And question number six, so we're over halfway now. George Floyd lost his life in which American city? Was it A, New York? B, Minneapolis? Or C, Albuquerque? So question number six, George Floyd lost his life in which American city? Was it A, New York? Was it B, Minneapolis? Or C, Albuquerque? And question number seven, Elon Musk's Space Exploration Technologies Corp is commonly referred to by what name? Is it A, SpaceX, B, Spaced Out, or C, Just Stop It? Okay, question number six asked, no, question number seven even, Elon Musk's Space Exploration Technologies Corp is commonly referred to by what name? Is it A, SpaceX, B, Spaced Out, or C, Just Stop It? Stop it now. Question 8. Which country hosted the FIFA World Cup in 2010? Was it A, England? Or was it B, South Africa? Or C, Argentina? So which country hosted the FIFA World Cup in 2010? Was it A, England, B, South Africa, or C, Argentina? And question number 9. In 2008, which motor company launched the first mass-production lithium-ion battery electric car? Was it A, Ford, B, Nissan, or C, Tesla? So in 2008, which motor company launched the first mass-production lithium-ion battery electric car? Was it A, Ford, B, Nissan, or C, Tesla? And finally, question number 10. In which year did Scotland vote to remain part of the UK in an independence referendum? Was it A, 2014, or was it B, 2016, or was it C, 2020? So, the last question. In which year did Scotland vote to remain part of the UK in an independence referendum? Was it A, 2014, B, 2016, or C, 2020? Whew, well, good luck with those questions, folks. I do keep you on your toes, don't I? But remember, you can listen to them again at your leisure if you've nothing better to do. And do join me on a later track to find out the answers. Bye for now.
Thank you, Sam. That's certainly a wide-ranging set of questions.